Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Okay, I've had a drink of water. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I am an hour and 1 minute late to, thanks to natural weather. So sorry to Jake, Justin, and Sam. If you want to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, before you subscribe, like, let's rate and review. Well, no, I guess you would rate and review after. Okay, this is already off to a terrible start. Subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want video episodes, we upload those to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. And then if you're a longtime listener, rate and review and, you know, just sucker fuck on Apple Podcasts. Is there anywhere else they should rate it? I always say Apple Podcasts.
Probably Spotify. follow us on Spotify. I think that's
follow us
it
on
is.
TikTok, Unhinged Clips. Thank you so much. And join Patreon if you want an extra thing a month. Okay, this has just been like one ad read. I'm so sorry. Hello, everybody. I'm a little chaotic. We had crazy weather, which I was excited about until I realized that means also power outages. I live on, not on a road, but like close to a road.
Huh?
No, I... Bitch, give me a second.
What are they called there?
What?
Nothing. Usually you lived on a road. Sorry, what? Continue, Chris.
I live near a road that has, like, a bunch of the power lines, and people drive crazy on it, and it's windy. And so every storm, there's usually a power outage, and I totally forgot about it until today. Perfect timing. But we're here. We're happy. And how are you guys?
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know. I was like, am I even happy?
I'm halfway through my matcha latte.
Wow, a matcha.
Jake is hyped up.
Yeah. Jake's the only one here with energy in life.
Strawberry matcha latte.
Wait, strawberry? What did you do to that?
Well, yeah. Emmy made it. So this is fresh.
That didn't help at all. So how is it a strawberry matcha?
There's strawberries in the bottom.
I'm like, do you have that fucking red strawberry milk?
Strawberry.
Oh, there's just literal strawberries in it.
The Nesquik milk.
The Nesquik red milk. Yes. Thank God Someone knew what I was talking about. Every time I would go over to my friend Jeff, I'm not going to put them on blast. Jeff, his mom would have the strawberry shit to put in the milk. And I didn't even like it. But I was like, how fucking foreign and exotic.
That's what comes out of a cow when it's on its period.
What the fuck?
Oh, thank you so much. Anyways, before we get into this episode, I wanted to do a quick little shout out. Since I've been home, and I mean, even since before I moved home, my mom told me about this family who not moved to Delaware. They didn't mean to. There's a GoFundMe down below, and it's for Walker Odell Rushing. And he is a very young child, and their GoFundMe has exceeded their goal. But I think that Walker's situation has exceeded the money that they have right now. Like, it seems like a very big undertaking to solve. But basically, he has diastrophic dysplasia. And I mean, like, literally, could I be more of a photo major? But it's a form of dwarfism. And they came to Delaware for 2 days for treatment at the Children's Hospital. And it's turned into just a multi-week stay. The community has, like, rallied behind them and their family and has helped the husband find a job. And I mean, they're from Texas, so it's like a huge move for them just to help their son. And I mean, I think it's just such a inspiringly brutal undertaking that these parents are putting in for their kid to receive treatment and to hopefully one day live as normal of a life as he can with his condition. And so I just wanted to put the GoFundMe down below if you have any extra money to donate to it. It's just a really cool thing to get updates on, especially living here now. There's a lot of people drinking in my kitchen. By a lot of people, I mean my dog and my mom. So if you hear questionable noises, that's what it is. But welcome to the shit show. But yeah, I just thought it was a really kind of special local thing to shout out. My mom's obviously kept me updated on it. I'll put more information down below, but just wanted to give them a little shout out from one Delawarean to a new one. Yeah, I just think this is such an opportunity to, I don't know, like, so many people watch and listen, and to be able to point it to things like this that may not change the world, but somebody's world rather, I think is really cool and special. So I say that a lot and sounds cliche, but I think it's a cool opportunity and I never really take it for granted. So the links will be down below to learn more and for the GoFundMe. Justin, you don't need to hold your heart. I know that you're moved by my speech. Oh, is that a tear coming out? Me too. No, but I think it would be really cool if we could all come together and help this family out even more. And yeah, let's see. It's hard to be like, I've been in an awful mood lately because of my house after the intro I just gave. But switching gears to a much more vapid note, my house renovations might be like the literal death of me. If one more person asks how my house is going, I'm just going to like burn it down and collect insurance money. I'm so fucking over it. Like, it's such a privileged thing to say, and it's like champagne problems to the max. But like, why did I order a $1,700 vanity that comes with a countertop and no one knows where the countertop is?
Beats me.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, you guys are asking the dumbest person and the least involved person in this equation. Like, I got it from Lowe's and Lowe's was like, well, we don't know where it is. When you got it, was it on a pallet wrapped with another homegirl, you thought I picked it up? Bitch, my contractor did. I don't know even where I am or what day it is. And today I literally clearly didn't even know what time it was. So like, I'm just like, and that, like, see, I just feel like such a bitch then venting about this because I'm like, oh my God. I mean, shut the fuck up. You own a house in this economy and are complaining about a fucking missing countertop. Shut up. They had to reorder and it's going to take 2 weeks. So like, there's your solution. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my lights are flickering. So this could be the shortest episode. Oh, I know.
Cool. There's a ghost.
I know. No, I think my power could go at any moment. But yeah, it's just like, I live such a good life and yet I'm still, today I had an existential crisis that like, why did I move out of LA? Like, when my friend said that she's moving to LA for the month and she's going to reevaluate afterwards. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I've also been feeling like, this is turning to a therapy session. I didn't have therapy last week, so it's kind of spilling over.
We can send you a bill.
I know that I have people who care about me. Like, that's not, but then like, a part of me is like, why are there people who I don't feel like a priority for, you know?
And how does that make you feel?
Go fuck yourself. Sad though. But like, it just like, I feel like when I put effort into things, I kind of hope people, I don't know, fucking reciprocate that. I don't know. This week has just got me like, oh my God. And then my haircut, Jesus Christ. I look like Eminem if his rap career like went south and he just decided to sell crack. It's so bad. But like, I don't know. I don't even think I.
No, but he, I think Chris looks good. I think you're having a dysmorphia moment. Dysmorphia.
You're having a euphoria moment.
I'm on crack. I wish, bitch. Fuck. I wish. Yeah, I just, I don't know. Life is so, growing up, life is so confusing. Like,
where do babies come from?
No, we covered that last time, and I truly can't go down that rabbit hole again. So shut the fuck up. If you don't know what we're talking about, watch the last episode or listen to it.
You know, Chris, no matter what's happening in your life, though, whether it's good or bad, you're always there and reaching out and trying to help other people.
Yeah, I want people to do that to me, though. Like, knock, knock, knock. Hi, that's...
but the fact that you're trying every week, every day, you know, when you're we're talking, you're trying to help people all the time.
Wow. And can you tell that Jake is the only parent in this? I mean, like, but like, when does that become being a doormat, Jake?
It's not. Well, you're doing it for people you don't know, though, too, though. It's not just for the people, you know.
I mean, I'm talking about the people I do know. Like, bitch.
OK, well, I mean, we're trying to get as much as we can for this therapy session to send you the bill. So we're trying to be as good as we can. For the people you
are
do
you guys
know,
splitting the bill three way, or is this gonna
a quarter for the owl?
We're running the clock out.
I respect that hustle, honestly.
But in all honesty, in terms of your people who are not there for you and you're there for them, you know, at some point, all you can do is the best for other people, and if they don't reciprocate, you know who your friends are. It's really important to understand who you.
Yeah, are. But like. I know that like quality is better than quantity, but sometimes it's like, okay, bitch, like out of all the different friend groups I have, I'd like to feel like more of a priority to at least some people. Like, it's like, I obviously know that I have like my solid go-tos, but then it's like, there's so many other, like, I feel like I've had so many lives where I've had internships and different jobs where I've made groups of friends and like little communities. And like, I know that I'm not always present in them, but like the ones that I am, I'm like, okay, the exchange rate is not in my favor. And then I just feel like a piece of shit.
With real friends, it will balance out. That's all I'll say.
True.
You know,
that's not helping me right now. I want answers now. So yeah, I've just been like in an existential, like, oh my God, when is this all gonna end? Oh, I mean, today we learned that there's like 28 years until the Arctic ice and like plankton is all gone. So that's fucking cool. Yeah, it's like half of my life left. Or I'm halfway through.
It's your exact age doubled.
Yeah. That's what I'm, thank you. I mean, my brain is just, oh my God, speaking of. I took a Q-tip to my ear and like, guys, the biggest chunk of earwax came out.
Do you have a picture?
No, but I literally am about to pull the earplug out of the trash upstairs because it happened this morning. I was
no
shocked is like an understatement, honey. I was baffled, gooped, and begaggled. Like, I
gooped.
Guys, I was like, is that a bug? Is that a nest of bugs? Is that earwax? Like, I've been watching. Also, I've just been watching so many TikTok. Well, not watching, like I'm seeking it out, but like my For You page always shows like these like pimple extractions or blackhead extractions. Guys, have you seen those?
Justina shows them to me all the time.
They are insane. Like, there's a crater left after it. And I'm like, are y'all going to stitch that up or what? Oh, Booger, you're the best. I wish you could talk so you could be on this podcast.
I want to see.
If you could, like, write in keywords that would be your algorithm, what would it be, you think?
Whoa, that's so scary. No, it's not scary. It's just like, wow, that really is a self-reflection of you. I'm like, gross, interesting. Interesting. I'm trying to think. It's like... funny, chaotic, because chaotic includes funny. See, I overanalyze questions like this. I'm like, I have to get it right on the first go. Chaotic, like aware. There's a lot of like aware shit on there about what's going on, regardless of whether I want to hear about it at this point. And then, yeah.
Sex?
No, I wish there was more sex on my timeline, but I don't think that's allowed. TikTok TikTok is a little bit of a prude. It's a little bit of a Catholic schoolgirl. I don't know what that was. I am so sorry, guys. I don't talk to many people these days. Actually, no, that's not true. I have talked to someone recently. I reconnected with a friend who I've known since like first grade.
There you go.
No, like pre-K. But oh my God.
They live in Delaware?
Yes. It's so good to see her again. We got lunch and we just like caught up, and it's crazy because I probably haven't seen her in 15 years. And it just like picked up right from where we left off. But as like adults, she was like, you want to come over for a blunt? And I was like, I love this progression. Like, it was so magical. And it was also like the first blunt I've smoked in, first like weed I've smoked, honestly. I've been just doing a lot of edibles lately, which is not as fun. They're fun, but I just end up like eating out the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't eat out many things, but the kitchen nightly. Trying to think. Does anybody have any exciting news?
I was going to ask you a question. Sam and I were talking. We saw that you went to that big party in New York, and you kind of, it was a beautiful.
The way I blacked that out.
Oh, well, it's something to kind of explore your feelings about when you're in situations. It was kind of a very open discussion that you did on Instagram, and I thought there was something beautiful.
Okay, I did it on Close Friends. Let's calm it down. We can't expose it all, guys.
Oh. It's an exclusive.
No, I mean, I guess that is something good to talk about that I would love to expand on, because it was like an out-of-body experience how much I just wanted to throw myself off of the rooftop. So I got invited to my very first like fashion event by Kenzo, the brand, Kenzo Paris. And they invited me to their new launch with Kenzo by Nigo, who is like a legend in the streetwear world. He created Bape, and he's just kind of like a legend. So I was shook that I was even invited. And then they said they wanted to dress me. And like, to me, I was like, like, let me put a ring on it. Like, the first fashion brand that ever invited me to a, like, a legit party and then dressed me? Crazy. So I drove up to New York the day of, was it a Friday? No, it was a Saturday. Saturday, yeah, because I had to edit the next morning. I drove up Saturday morning. I thought it was 6, and then I woke up at 6 a.m. And Jake, you were like, oh, they said you'd come at 11:30. And I was like, oh, thank God. So I slept for like an hour and a half more. So I left at 8 and drove up to New York. And every time I drive into New York now, I go through the Holland Tunnel, which, and when you come out of the Holland Tunnel, I mean, it's not the same building, but it's where my old job used to be. And it's now like a luxury apartment building. But it's crazy, like driving in there, having like a totally different life, like 6 years later. Like, it is like the most wild thing ever. But I went to Kenzo in Soho, and they like, what they were dressing me in was all like the new stuff that was right off the runway, but it was all samples, because like when you have a runway show, you really only make what you're sending down the runway, and then you put the rest of it into production after you see the response and like orders from clients and stuff. So they only had like really a few pieces of each look, if that. And I'm obviously on the bigger side. Not bigger, but like in, I know I'm not like, people are always like, Chris, you're not fat, but like, I definitely am chubby. My doctor says I'm overweight, period. Like, and so I feel a little insecure about that, especially when it comes to fashion. And so they pulled some looks for me, because Jake, you sent them my sizes, and just like everything I was getting and I loved, but it, like, I kept saying I felt ugly on Close Friends, and it's not because I didn't like the clothes or anything, and I'm being dead serious. Like, I literally loved the outfit I was in, but it was like, the shorts were 4 sizes smaller than I normally wear. The shirt was like 3 sizes smaller, and I felt like I kept saying this like in Hulk mode, like just about to like rip a seam through the back of my jacket. And like,
oh, that sounds so uncomfortable.
It's hard because like people like Evan Mock were there, and like Jaden Smith, who I thank God didn't see, because I would have just literally jumped off the roof. But like,
what, the featherweights?
The what?
Featherweights.
The what?
They're like stick figures.
Oh, the featherweight. I was like, who is that? So yeah, like I got dressed, and I just, I felt so insecure just because, like, I haven't really been taking care of my... I mean, this is, like, my first time back on antidepressants in, like, 5 days. So, like, I'm just, like, slacking all around. It's hard to have a routine and everything. So I'm just, like, not feeling the best about myself. And on top of that, like, I just didn't feel like I fit into the clothes, which sucked because I loved the outfit. So I just kept walking around. I didn't know anybody there. I mean, I knew, ended up knowing people, but they had closer friends that they were with there. So I just felt constantly like on the outside and like just ugly. Like, I don't know how else to say. I just, when you're in clothes that don't fit you well, you feel like uncomfortable. And no one, I saw the pictures the next morning and I literally got like triple hand embarrassment because I looked so good.
You look great.
And I was like, why was I spiraling like this? I sat in the bathroom for 30 minutes and like sobbed. I literally was just like so sad, like that I was so like insecure with myself. And like, I just felt like ugly compared to everybody else there who looked so cool and put together. But I mean, I have my first one under my belt, which I didn't have a belt because I didn't have any of it me. But no, I didn't ask for a belt because I didn't need one. But I have that one under my belt, and it's just a learning experience. But that shit is hard to like I always try and be like, okay. And the worst part is I had no weed with me, and I was driving home after, so I wasn't drinking either. So I was like, oh my god, I'm doing this all stone cold sober.
That's fucked.
Thank you. God gives his hardest battles to his baddest bitches.
I think the fact that the next day that you realized that you actually look good was actually pretty healthy, though.
Yeah, I think it was a good learning experience for me because, like, if this is what I want to pursue and, like, avenues that I want to go down, I need to be prepared for it. But, like, oh, my God, I just could not shake the feeling of, like, normally I'm pretty good at being like I always think of it, and this sounds psychotic, but like Rihanna, you never see her being insecure, but she's a human being. She's got to feel it sometimes. Like, so I always try, I just like beat the shit out of the mic. I always try to be like, just get through it. No one's going to notice. No one's going to know, etc. But like, I could not shake it this time. And then I just felt like such a dumb bitch the next morning.
Just remember the feeling that you felt the next day.
Yeah. And that's what I...
You know, instead of the trauma of like being there and that being, because that's like such
but a... It's just so hard because like there are times, see, it's almost like the reverse where it's like I'm feeling myself and then the next picture I see, the next day I see the pictures and I'm like, was I on meth? But like now I'm like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. And then I see the pictures and I'm like, am I America's Next Top Model? So like, I'm like almost like maybe I should go into it like, no, I mean, I shouldn't. But oh God, it was just... So like, oh my God, it was just a lot. I have my outfit right there if we all want to see it again. No, I'm just kidding. I had pizza today, so it definitely doesn't fit. Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that, Jake and Sam. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, I mean, it is, I think it is like a relatable thing that a lot of times it's like you feel so uncomfortable but like have to kind of power through. Fuck, it is.
Well, I think it's cool that you go to see the pictures the next day and see that it's sort of, sometimes your mental state's just in a place that isn't accurate of what
your reality is. So warped. And it didn't help that I like got out of my car and there were like two steady cameras, like four photographers, and then I got to like the step and repeat and there was like,
oh, so
three photographers and a steady I mean, I was just like, I need less 360. Like, I need like a flat front picture. That's what I can control. I can't do like the full.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, claustrophobic.
Yeah, it was extremely.
Or like the world is crashed coming in on you.
Yeah, and I felt it just from like, just like how.
Oh, and when the fit isn't right, like I'm kind of like that with clothes too. It's like I don't like things like really like it's like a straight jacket.
Tight, yeah,
I don't mind if it's tight, but like. I guess I just like, I learned what I was wearing that morning. I didn't even know what shoe, like I felt so unprepared.
You weren't prepared.
I wasn't prepared. And
you didn't have your good medicine.
I didn't have any medicine, bitch. I was off my antidepressants, off the weed. Now we've got a possible title.
Yeah. I feel like that's part of
it. Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I had to drive home anyway. So, like, it was all fine. And, like, truly, Kenzo was so nice about it. Like, they were letting me wear what I was like, oh, I don't like that. Can we try this? They were so, like, honestly, too generous with me.
Oh, and they let you keep it.
No. I have to give it back, but they're going to send me stuff once it, like, goes into production. No. Once it goes into, like, these are literal runway samples. So I'm just like, please take them. I get it.
So
if you love me, you'll let me keep it.
But that also seems difficult to, I mean, runway samples to fit into a stuff that's not, yeah.
I know. I guess I'm just like a chameleon. No, it was definitely overwhelming, but a good learning lesson. I mean, like, at least the pictures turned out great. It could have just been, and I just, like, my hair right now, I don't really know what to do with. I look like I sell drugs. Like, it's just, I just did not feel my best, and that really kind of leaked out. Everybody probably thought I was insane. I smoked a cigarette. I was that desperate. I asked someone, I was...
Whoa, who is he?
I know. I was literally like, I need some kind of vice right now. I just needed something to fucking do and give me purpose at this party. Because I was just like walking around and like joining. There's a picture of me on Vogue.com, which is so mortifying because I wasn't even supposed to be in the picture. It was with the one person I knew at the party. And I was like, hey, what are you? And then they were posing for a picture. I thought they were just like dancing or something. It was so mortifying. Pusha T performed. That was wild.
Cool.
Cool.
But one of the best rap records of the year.
Is that like award winning or like your statement?
That's a personal opinion.
God. I just was trying to like figure out the scale of like, was it actually, or okay, got it. Anyways, should we just go into voicemails? That I don't have. Do you guys have fun updates? Do you?
Yeah.
Are we doing game or voicemails?
Let's do voicemails. And then we've got a fun game where this was inspired by, I don't know, I think my mom asking me, like, how much was this? And I was like, I don't know, like $20 or something. And then it just was so wrong. So I was like, how funny would it be if you guys compiled a list of things and I ask questions about it and give my best shot of how much I think it costs? I just feel like I live under a rock anyway. So, like, let's just really run with it.
So, wait, do you want to do that now?
No, let's do the phone calls. We don't have to do the court audio bit. We can just go right into it. Let's spare the people.
Got a couple good ones.
The day you ate a pizza, though.
Yeah, see, I don't need someone to order it. I already ate it, period.
Sorry, I'm having a technical issue. Let's see if it'll play.
Shoo-bidi-doo-bidi-doo-bidi-doo. We are having technical difficulties. We are over Zoom. We are on internet trying
Why
the best
is it doing this?
To reading rainbow.
We are the world.
We are the children.
Jake, we are the children. Oh my god, the lights keep flickering and I'm just like, please wait 25 more minutes. Sorry to interrupt this episode, but I wanted to thank the sponsor, which is Dadgrass. If you guys don't know, we've worked together before. Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose and the effects come on
smooth.
Wasn't that hot? I know. When I'm in a normal life routine, I love smoking Dadgrass CBD joints just because it helps me keep a clear head, but without feeling like I'm on Mars, you know? The girls that know, know. Now, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the US. And now that I live in Delaware, babe, I am so excited about that. They offer a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops. I personally love the pre-rolled CBD joints. And if you want to go check out their products, be sure to go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Guys, the link is dadgrass.com/unhinged, dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Order? Where did my voice go? Order? Anyways, I'm going to go smoke a Dadgrass to shake off whatever this vibe is. So catch you later and back to the episode. Should we just go right into the game and call it a day?
Yeah.
Gorge. All right. We're going to save your voicemails for another day. We're having what is known in the community and the industry as technical difficulties. So let's just go into this game. I already explained it. So bada bing, bada boom. Let's give me like 5 questions per item.
Oh, it's like a, okay.
Like, so you guys are going to say the item.
Oh.
And I'm gonna ask, like, follow-up questions, like, if it's a bike, like, does it switch gears? Like, does it have brake handle? Like, is it motorized? Like, and I get 5 questions per item, and then I've got to guess the price.
Totes.
And I think this is just going to only embarrass me, but someone's got to do it. All right, what's the first item?
Let's see. Let's start off with...
What is it, Miss Land?
Well, Jake... Jake, can you start with the first item? Do you have to?
Sure, I can start with the first item. No, no problem.
Hi, everybody. This episode is brought to you by Opium.
Here's an item that I think is important.
Why does it look like
you? You like? Are we allowed?
Cut to the chase.
Okay, so buying weed, in terms of purchasing weed.
Yeah.
If you were to purchase. At let's say Sweet Flower, for example, sativa cherry, 3.5 okay. grams. And Sam had to help me with this. So if you were to purchase 3.5 grams of sativa cherry, how much would that cost you?
I would. Okay, is
it's
it
on sale? 15% off.
You're not letting me ask any questions. You're like, here's every detail about it.
No, ask questions.
What brand is it?
It is,
that is going to be helpful.
Cherry Sativa Fume.
That's the strain, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit.
Anyways, if you can't tell, my manager does not smoke weed.
Sweet Flower.
Oh, it's Sweet Flower brand.
Yes.
I'm going to say $50.
Ooh, you are very close. It is $46.75 on sale right now, but $55 normally. So that
okay,
is very-
so I, yeah, I've got a pretty good grasp. Like, that's probably the only thing I'll be, like, within $5 of.
I figure starting off easy. That was an easy one to start off.
Totally.
Okay, I got one.
Uh-oh.
How much does an ostrich egg cost?
Okay, is the ostrich egg being imported, or is it, like, at the grocery store?
What grocery store?
Bitch, I don't know. Like Whole Foods? I wouldn't be surprised if they... Erewhon?
I feel like one you would buy at like a farm stand.
Oh, like a farmer's market.
Sure.
Is that what you mean by a farm stand? I've never even considered buying an ostrich egg.
You know how you go to a farm and they have like, if it's like produce and stuff, they'll have like a stand set up with like fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff like that?
No, I guess I've never been to a farm.
I've never seen an ostrich egg for sale.
That's where I bought one once at a farm stand.
Oh my God. Okay. So you literally know how much this is. Okay. So it's from a farm stand and it's like not hollowed out or anything. It's like uncracked.
I think it's hollowed out. It's more of like an, it's not to like use.
It's like a souvenir. Okay. Weird flex. That's interesting because if it were a food, I feel like it would be cheaper, but because it's a souvenir or like a decor, if you will, I feel like it'll be like $20, but then I'm like, if part of me thinks it could be like $8 as well. So I'm going to say,
let's lock it in.
I'll cut the shit. 20. What's in between 8 and 20. So it's like $14.
They say the average ostrich egg price is around $30.
Oh, my God. A hollowed out. You don't even get to eat it?
No. Hollowed out.
Oh, my God. Just get paper mache and make a fucking ostrich egg for your mantle.
But did you know that it can support the weight of like an adult man without breaking?
That does sound familiar from like a 5th grade like Snapple cap or something. You know?
What does it mean support the weight? Like you stand on it?
Yeah, you can stand on it. And it won't break.
I just like don't buy that. I'm sorry. Like I believe it, but like at the same time, I'm like a doubting Thomas or whatever.
I've done it.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you have video?
Can
we insert it?
We used to have an ostrich egg.
I used to have an ostrich. So
Sam doesn't get a car. Instead, she just rides around on an ostrich.
I just get an ostrich. Yeah.
Wait, the way that I would respect Sam the most if she went from no car to ostrich is crazy. The no car to ostrich pipeline, insane.
Ostriches are kind of scary.
Oh, horrifying. But like,
have you interacted with them in real life?
I've seen one on like a like a safari.
Okay, I'm going to give you...
There was no way of saying... I was like, oh, yeah, I... Oh, God. I was like, I can contribute to this conversation. And I was like, maybe you shouldn't, though. All right, what's the next item?
Okay, what about... Okay, this is just a basic oat milk. Kalifka... What's that brand?
Oh, this is like 539.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
You're a dime off.
It's 549 from Ralph's today.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Holy shit.
I did. You guys are also picking items that, like, I literally do look at.
Like I didn't.
yeah, I guess ostrich egg. I literally have never looked at. So stricken, Your Honor. But, oh my God, wait, I'm like serving this game low key.
That's amazing. I don't know if I could guess like at the oat milk price.
Well, that's because good. I buy oat milk and I bought that specific oat milk. And I almost said, what?
That's impressive though.
Oh, I thought you said, what's breast milk? And I was like, Jake, don't ask that question. That's too much.
I don't know how much that is, Chris.
Okay. Let's just move on to the next item.
All right, here's the next item.
Have you ever tasted
so
it?
Jake.
What's that?
Nothing. Never mind.
No, this is too much. I mean,
I'm not going to look at breast milk, but right. I do have a Nerf. So here we go. It's a Nerf Super Soaker Twister Water Blaster. And just to describe it, it has two twisting streams of water. You pump it to fire and it's for your outdoor water blasting fun.
Yeah. Or like under the covers past 10 p.m. fun. I mean, that sounds like a straight up sex toy.
Water blasting.
Double blaster squirter extreme with Nerf power dynamics. What?
So two twisting streams of what?
I'm going to say that that's like, a part of me thinks that could be like $35, and then a part of me thinks that could be like $60. Because they did like the whole Fortnite collab, and like they have street cred maybe. Okay. Let's see. You gave all the info away. So how many water barrels are there? One?
Looks like it's one, but it has two twisting streams of water that comes out.
What does that even mean? I'm going to guess $45.
$21.99.
Wait, what?
It's amazing.
Wait, why do I feel like when I go into Target and I see like Nerf guns, they're like $60? But like a Super Soaker is 20. Where are you? Like Dollar General?
I think that's Nerf Hasbro. I think it's from the Hasbro site itself.
Okay, so hey. Jake's like, well, according to Hasbro.com or Hasbro or Hasbin or whatever the fuck. Wow, $21. I'm about to go get like hella Super Soakers. I'm about to make this summer real wet. I don't know why everything has to come back to being wet, but I apologize.
You had a Super Soaker. Didn't Justin take it?
I did.
Wasn't that something you were going
to... Oh, no, that was a Fortnite gun. That was a Fortnite knife. I'm honestly stoked that you haven't been shot by it, that you don't even know the name of it. I would have assumed he would have, like...
No, I stay far away.
No, but I don't think he'd... Like, Justin, I see, like, breaking into your apartment and being like, hands up!
Or just waiting.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, you're so right. I'll totally stomp.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
How much is a complete beekeeper suit? Like head to toe.
Oh my God. See, this is definitely in the hundreds. Like, or is it? Fuck. Where are you getting it though? Like Amazon?
Amazon.
Fuck. Okay. See, like that's where I'm like, okay, $10. Like, is it like a legit one or just like a costume?
Legitimate one. Yeah. Not a costume.
Tell them description at the top.
Okay.
No. Is it, what's it made of? And does it have, like, is the helmet glass or, like, plastic?
I don't know.
Does it even have a helmet?
Yeah, it's got a helmet.
Okay.
It's not glass.
Okay, cool. It's netting, probably.
Yeah, it's netting.
Complete beekeeper set suit.
Sting-proof.
Helmet, pants, gloves.
Okay.
Bee, wasp, hornet's yellow. Oh, it just starts describing the type of thing.
So what's the suit made out of?
Let me see if I can find.
Is it like a nylon? Is it like a Tyvek?
I would assume it's nylon, but let me find it. It doesn't, it's just the measurements.
You know what happens when you assume?
It makes a...
You assume me.
It makes an ass out of you and bees, says Sam.
Guys, this episode's or this podcast is canceled. I can't even finish this sentence. I mean, I'm so fucking tired. I read a comment about the podcast, our first Zoom one, and someone was like, sorry, but did not translate. I was like, no, we felt it. No. I'm gonna say $75.
So this one is listed at $129.
I was gonna say $119, and then I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, I bragged too soon. I knew this would happen. I was like, I'm killing it, and then it killed me. Wow, that's a good one. I clearly wouldn't have guessed.
Okay, Chris, how much is an extra large Kong? The one that, like, booger, you know, a Kong.
Fuck. That's the one I literally buy for her.
That's what booger. I assumed, because they're, like, the durable, bigger ones.
Booger, how much is your extra large toy? Huh? Are you going to lay there? Thank you. Like, $16.99. No, that's crazy. $12.99.
Ooh.
$14.99.
No, your first one was closer.
Is it like $20?
Yeah, it's $19.99. The extra large one. The other ones are way less, but that specific one.
Oh my god, this is more Pitbull hatred. Racism towards Pitbulls. They have to charge more for their toys. I guess this is just any big dog, but like, I'm making it about me. Excuse me. Oh my god, $20? Oh my god, I have like four of those.
You're rich.
That's like a down payment on a car.
I just like that you called a friend by calling Booger. That was cool.
Yeah, it's not like the bitch picked up. She's like, yeah, I'm on sleep mode. Do not disturb. Thanks. Wow. Just when I bragged about being able to like know all the prices of things I buy.
Sam, you had a really cool one. The Balenciaga Pool Crocs slide sandal.
Oh, I think I bought those. Though, that's embarrassing. Fuck.
Oh, you sounded good when you got close to the mic like that.
Yeah, you're into that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll carry the mic up close, baby. Sorry, that I don't know why I just got into that, like, midnight radio voice. Although that's like...
Like a trucker. Like,
that was like vocal fry.
Wait, now you're too close, back up.
Yeah, put it back.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Okay, Jesus Christ. Just trying to be professional here. The Balenciaga Pool Crocs, are they the ones that have like the platform like slide on?
Yeah.
They come in like black, yellow, green, purple.
Yeah, like a neon green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Part of me wants to say $650, but I think they increased the price to like $720.
What was your first guess? $650?
$650.
It's
fat. I'm going to go $680. Oh, I'm gonna go with $580. Fuck.
Yeah, they're $565.
Oh, but I think with tax it was like tax. Six something. Oh, yep.
So you win.
So I wasn't wrong. Me making my way through like schooling. I'm like, but if you account for the time it took to get to school, I did the project. Like I don't even know.
I was stupid.
Oh my god, you guys just picked all the shit that I have bought, and you're like, let's make a full
list. That's only a couple things.
I respect that. I respect it. No, I really respect it. That's a power move.
We wanted to give you some wins.
I got a dumb one.
And I'm losing during those.
How much would it cost to open a Dave & Buster's?
How much would a... Whoa.
How much would...
Like a Dave & Buster's franchise location.
Oh my god. I feel like low-key, it would take so little money just because like... People put a bunch of quarters into your slots. But then I'm like, okay, you need to like buy all those games. I don't even know like what it takes to open a franchise. Like, okay. Is it above 50 grand?
Much, much different ballpark.
250,000.
Much different. More different. Bigger.
Half a million? A million?
Well, from Google, it says you'll need to be able to finance between 4 to 6 million per location.
What the fuck is Dave & Buster's up to? What?
They're just playing games.
4 to 6, me saying like 50 grand. I was like, oh, 50 grand, and they just get the rest of their money in quarters.
That seems like what they would tell people to incentivize them to do it. I would think that it would cost less than millions of dollars.
If someone told me, hey, do you want to open a Dave and Buster's? I'd be like, yeah, maybe. And they'd be like, all right, you need 4 to 6 million. I'd be like, no, I'll buy a home. Or four. Like, what? I almost need to take like a second to like,
people must open them with less, but
that's, I'm sorry, that is
maybe that's what the ultimate cost is. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's like if you're the CEO of fucking Dave and Buster's, that's what your salary, like, what?
That's just, it was the answer that I was given when I said, how much would it cost to open a Dave and Buster's location?
If anybody listening has opened a Dave and Buster's, I mean, I don't know. If anybody's going to have the audience, it's me.
Dave, if you're listening, Buster.
Dave or Buster, if you're listening, could you tell us what's going on in aisle 3? Thank you. Like, what? I don't think I'll get over that. $4 to $6 million?
I'd rather have a coffee franchise, I think.
I'd rather just, like, retire.
Okay, I got another one for you.
Oh, no. Is it going to be like, how much is a bearded dragon on Craigslist?
$40.
Free.
Free.
Have some respect for that bearded dragon. Come on. Don't throw dirt on its name like that.
How much are professional stilts?
You guys literally are hitting me with the weirdest, like, the things I think you are going to hit me with in these games and the things you actually hit me with are different neighborhoods, like different states.
We should clarify, but you don't mean like stilts that you walk on.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that is what you mean?
No, like the ones at Carnival. Yeah, the ones at like carnivals with the...
Yeah, carnival, carnival stilts.
With the tall people.
Yeah, look. Look.
Or at like Hollywood Horror Nights.
Yeah, look.
Okay, professional stilts. Something about that's giving me like $300 vibes. But then again, I'm like, okay, I could also see that being like $75.
I will tell you, here's, I don't know if this is a hint, but the silver ones are cheaper than the blue ones. They come in two colors. <It's> a-
Where are you looking for this? On Amazon?
Amazon?
Oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, so a beekeeper suit was 119. Stilts have got, I'm going to go with 300.
Okay.
Like, oh wait, what are they made of? What are they made of? Metal?
Adjustable aluminum drywall stilts. They carry 227 pounds.
Oh, drywall. Okay,
but they're but still, like, people use them for...
drywalling.
No, clowning around.
No, shut up.
They both.
My painters use these, and I was like, I walked into the house one day to get updates, and I literally saw them, and I was like, I walked in, and then I just silently walked out because they were playing music. I was like,
it's like a circus.
I literally was like, I should not be in here. I was like about to be like, hey guys, so this is what's different. And then I saw them, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say like 200. No, 175. Final answer.
Close. I mean, they're 144.
Bitch, I was about to lower it to 150. Fuck.
I think with tax, that counts. I think you're in.
No, in Delaware, there is no tax, so that's a big whoopsies. No tax. Okay, that one wasn't bad. See, like, I don't know why that seems easy to, like, gauge the price of. It's like the Balenciaga slide Crocs that I don't know how much.
Okay, what is... what is a 96 count of Tide Pods cost?
These are expensive. I remember looking at Target and being like, the fuck? Like $16.99? No.
$69?
Like $26.99.
What'd you say?
No, six. You want a 69 on Zoom?
I thought you said that.
I'm going to... no, I said $16.99.
Okay.
And then I was like, wait, I think there's so much more than that. I think they're like $26.
So this one is actually $46.90. But I did try to pick some things that were like inflation related. So it's like cleaning items and stuff like this has gone up a lot recently.
Has that gone up because of inflation?
Household items, that's on the list of...
oh, thank God I just fucking moved. That's awesome. So you're telling me I'm going to pay double just for Tide Pods? How much were Tide Pods before inflation?
I don't know.
What has inflation done to the Tide Pods?
I mean, it seems like at least 5% more.
I don't even know what that math is. I'm like, 5% of 46 is $3 maybe. Oh my God. Wait, I knew they were expensive. I didn't think, imagine I say $16.99 like I initially thought. Wow. What the fuck? For, oh wait, a 90 count? Whatever. Yeah. It's done and passed. Stop trying to justify it, Chris.
Okay. How much do you think a custom made prosthetic eye is?
Like multiple thousands, I feel. What is it made out of glass?
It says in acrylic.
You like fiberglass?
Is it from Amazon?
So it's not like a glass.
Okay, I'm just checking because
no, they're like professionally made and specific to your like they like match your
like
eye
for surgery.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
oh, this is multi thousand. I found out that hearing aids are like $6,000.
What was that?
Hearing aids.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck you.
You fell into that one.
God, I mean, I jumped into that one, like cannonballed into that one. I was like, hearing aids. I mean, oh my God, a prosthetic eye. I could say like $10,000 to match your other eye perfectly. And it's like a professionally done one. Oh my God. I mean, yeah, I kind of want to say like $7,500.
So I'm going to split the middle. So there's a range, but yeah. So it says anywhere from $2,500 to $8,300, I think, depending on like the quality.
And like how pretty your eyes are. Oh yeah, quality. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the someone has to have an Etsy of fake eyes that they can make like that are like $1,000. That's crazy. $8,500
at the higher
that's
end.
Probably like if you got it maybe without having insurance or something.
I mean, mine was like $6,500.
He doesn't have it.
Is that
he,
real?
He doesn't have an acrylic eye. No,
Justin, I can't ever tell when you are lying, and it is greatly disturbing. Like it is frightfully disturbing. In fact, that I never know just like when you're straight up lying.
It takes a lot of practice.
What's the biggest thing you've ever lied about?
Oh,
that you want to admit on a podcast?
Let me think.
I want to hear like your biggest and that you like got out of like fully.
Yeah, let me think.
All right, Justin, you're exempt from this game from now.
Okay. What did I do?
If you have the ability to multitask, I would not be able to. So that's the only reason.
Yeah, I got it. Let me think about it.
Okay, I have another one that you'll probably think is
because I feel like you have it, Justin. Like you've got a crazy one.
I'm thinking.
Oh, I believe you.
Oh, can I give you the next item?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, always. It's like Christmas.
How much does one crispy taco at Sole Luna cost?
You bitch. You bitch.
Just one.
I miss Sole Luna so much, and you're going to do that to me.
Oh, I almost did mango margarita. But...
I don't know how much anything costs there. Okay, no, that's not true. Does the single crispy taco come with the rice and beans?
Okay, no. So this is like an a la carte option. Hard shell
taco. So it's just like the single.
Yeah, one hard shell taco with shredded beef, chicken, or potato.
$5.
Is that your final?
Or six.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, let's see. I usually go when I split. Wait, is that when I split or buy the whole thing? Fuck. I know it's either like a $30. Per person, so like that's with the drink and tax, and maybe that can't be with two people.
No, you have a good guess. I shouldn't make you second guess this.
$5.
It's $7.
I was gonna say seven, and then I was like, that's crazy. If anybody's like a $7 taco, shut the fuck up. This is literally the best. Justin, we're not gonna do this right now. I can already see you doing this. Shut up.
Best is relative.
You're relative. You're my relative.
It's funny, too, because I was like, when Sam was telling me about that one, I was like, he's going to know how much that costs. And then I was like, oh, it's to make him sad.
No, it wasn't to make him sad. It was not to make you sad.
This is not very nice and Christian of you.
Remember how much your favorite food in Los Angeles costs?
Guys, I think about it so much. Like, people, guys, Mexican places here in Delaware don't have refried beans.
Oh.
Yeah. What? It's, you're far from the source.
Like, I thought one of the places. I've had refried beans one time since being home. And it wasn't even in Delaware.
You've got to find place with the refried. It's got to exist.
No, I need to just be like so rich and then open restaurants here.
Okay.
And like show people how food really is done.
I thought the East Coast was renowned for their Mexican cuisine.
Shut up, Justin. Annoying. Okay, I've had it with your sass. Don't you have a lie to recollect?
Hold on, in the meantime. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Can one of you guys go to Sully Luna? I'll pay for your lunch, but just like send me pictures and videos.
Do you don't want
yes.
that?
I was going to call them today because I didn't know how much a mango margarita
And you were going to buy me a gift card? That's so nice.
That's like losing custody and then they send you photos of like the birthday.
That's still like, I'm so honored to be thought of and considered. If I can't be there, I'd rather see pics.
I really want to see the specs on
He's
this.
He's got
but,
one all right, for you.
It's a Killer Instinct Lethal 405 Crossbow Package. crossbow
What's in the package? Like four arrows.
It comes with three professional grade arrows and that's all the information I'm getting from it.
But does Booger have a Kong right now?
No, she has a fucking antler, which I could kill with this crossbow. Apparently
it says it's so it's 7 pounds.
I'm so sorry, it's just is what it is.
The draw weight is 210 pounds. I believe that's like the load.
That's Yeah, I guys, I don't want to lie, but I have a bow and arrow here.
Oh, shit. Okay, then this one's right up your...
Because I do, like, archery sometimes. I did archery in my backyard.
What? I didn't know that.
I'm a crazy, crazy guy. The bow is literally in my bedroom, and it scared the shit out of me every time I come home. Okay, it's a crossbow, and it has three professional arrows, and it has a 210 weight pull. Let's see. I'm going to say like 200. Wait, where's it from? Like
Cabela's.
Way I was going to say Cabela's. Oh my God. Now we're speaking Delaware language. I'm going to say
$215. $250.
That's a good. Yeah. You're in.
I am so in touch with Miss Cabela. Camilla Cabela. It's crazy.
That's good.
Oh my God, wow. I see, why do I know that but not the pair of shoes that I literally have bought? What the fuck? I'm just sending this whole MP4 to my therapist. I'm like, unpack this and then get caught up on the last 49 episodes.
Jake, do you have more for Chris?
I loved one because Chris has a house that he's trying to fix up. So Justin, you put one in there that was an Intex 12x30 metal frame above ground pool with filter pump.
Wait, say that again and like send me the link after.
All right. You have an Intex 12-foot-by-30-inch metal frame above ground pool.
30 inch? What does that even mean?
30 inch high.
Yeah. So it's 12 feet.
Oh,
wide.
So it's like one of those circle.
Yes.
I almost said circular. It's one of those circular, like above ground pools.
Mm-hmm. With a metal frame and a filter pump.
It's not even 3 feet deep?
Nope.
I guess, yeah, they can't really be that much taller. Otherwise, it's just like a water tower. Fuck. Wait. Oh, my God. I always thought, like, these were, like, so expensive. But, like, maybe they're not, question mark? Where are you buying it from, Amazon?
Target.
Oh, okay. Target. That's good info. I'm going to say, like, $600.
Final answer?
$550.
All right. I think you're going to want to buy it. $249.
Wait.
$249.99. $250, basically.
Why is that the same price as a crossbow? No, like, with a filter?
Yeah, don't use them together.
No, thank you, Jake.
But isn't it kind of small, right?
12 feet diameter or radius or whatever the double...
I mean, the picture has two people, two adults and a kid in the pool.
And is there still room or is it tight?
No, they're playing with the ball, a beach ball.
There's infinite space. There's also Shamu, so.
Not pictured.
I'm going to need that link after this. Again, I'm 15% joking.
What do you think? You think it would fit a jet ski?
Okay, Austin McBroom. That's the dipshit YouTuber who rode a jet ski around his pool and then flooded, caused a mudslide in his whole neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Yeah, YouTube's finest. So happy to be here.
Have you seen the inflatable hot tubs that have jets?
Oh my God, technology. See,
I should have put that on the list.
See, this is where technology should be going. We don't need to be making like 3D printed guns. Let's make 3D printed jacuzzis.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Why is everybody trying to do the most? We could be using all of the technology we have to save lives and have a good time.
I like that. That's a good Chris motto.
Like, what the fuck? Anyway, sorry. I have so much shit built up. I'm like so annoyed. I'm like, really though? Like, why do we need AK-47s when 12-foot pools that are less than 3 feet deep are 250 at Target? Am I wrong? I don't know. Maybe I am.
How much is a double neck guitar?
Oh my God, like with the two?
The two.
The two, yeah, the double neck. Is it electric?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so that makes it more expensive, I'm pretty sure.
It's on the cheaper end, I think. It's like not like Gibson.
It's not, okay, that was like literally my next question.
It's Zenison, so it's like just your average.
I'm going to say like 350.
300.
Okay. Now, ladies, yeah. What's cooler than me and Cole? Ice cold. All right.
Don't talk about that. We're sweating in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's wrap it up. I feel like, our voicemail's not happening today?
Let's try one more time. And if they don't work, then edit this out.
Let's try one more time. And if they don't, then we bid you adieu.
And for the reason, it's only working in preview.
Okay, let's end on a banger then.
All right, we're going to do one more item, and then we're just going to call it a day.
Okay.
Justin, do you ever think of a lie, too, that you got out of?
I thought of one. You know, and I don't want to be, like, lame about it, because, like, I don't really lie all that often. I did one, but that one I can't.
Okay, I respect that.
I'm going to try and dig deep and think of a funny one. Like, one I thought of is, like, I lied about, like, my grandpa dying to, like, get extra time in college for, like, an essay.
Oh, my God. Say your parents got divorced or something, you psychopath. Jesus. Is he still alive?
I have one grandfather still, my mom's dad.
Were both of them alive when you pulled this lie?
No, just he was still alive. I lost. I had a step-grandpa that died, that passed, and my dad's.
So since using that excuse, you haven't lost one?
No.
Damn, that's impressive. That's like why I'm afraid to use that shit, because like,
oh, then, is it, it might like come,
then I feel like it's like gonna happen.
Yeah. Do you want to, should we,
that
do
sounds
one
like
more?
Awfully LA of me. Sorry, I'm trying to fit my necklace in between my headphone straps, and then I just look like I have like a real problem.
Let me you see. Also just reminded me of when I was in seventh, oh my God, grade, Jake, and my great grandma did crazy. Die.
Is that fucked up?
I think to you, I mean, I guess I'm just too big of a pussy. Like, I think that's really kind of what it boils down to, is that, like, I'd be too afraid of something, like, happening, and then me being like, it's all my fault.
Yeah.
But I definitely have a way of internalizing things as my fault, so.
Let me think of some, like, a fun one.
But I was going to say, when I was in seventh grade, one of my great-grandmas did pass away, and I remember telling my cheer coach, and she was like, how old was she? Like, didn't believe me. Oh. It was like the opposite. Like, she thought that I was lying about it.
Oh my God, and you were being honest?
I was like, I have to go to a funeral. And she was like, oh yeah, how old was she? And I was like, I don't know.
Also, as if like 20-year-olds can't die. Like, what? That is so weird. Also, you were on cheer?
Yeah, I did competitive cheer.
I'm going to need pictures and videos like quite literally right after this.
That's new.
I thought you knew that.
I don't.
Okay, what's a good last one to give him?
I don't think I knew that. Justin, if you can find videos to insert during this, that would be excellent of her like doing like 6 back handsprings across the floor routine.
I'll show you.
Is it on YouTube?
No.
Her YouTube channel is called Flipping for Sam. No, booger, we're so close to being done. Please don't do this.
It's called Only Sam's.
Okay, do you want to guess how much a hoverboard costs, or how much like a house plant, the Seth Rogen, like an oil lamp costs? What do you think? Or an anvil.
Or the price of gas.
What is an anvil? Like an axe?
Like the thing you like use for blacksmithing and also that fall on Bugs Bunny's head.
Thank you, because that's like literally the Bugs Bunny thing is like the only reason I know what an amoeba is, which is not great, but okay, I'm gonna guess a hoverboard is like 250. No, I'm gonna say they're like 150 now. They're like the new ring lights. It's like they started to be expensive and now you can just like produce them so quick. Actually, I might even say $99.99 for a hoverboard. And then what was the other one? A houseplant oil lamp.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say is like 265. And then for an anvil, I'm gonna say is like a part of me wants to say $75, but then a part of me wants to say like 150. I'm gonna say 150.
Oh my god! Okay, so I'm looking up the anvil now. The anvil. What would you say? 150.
Yeah.
199.
Okay, I can be down for that. The hoverboard. I said 99.
The hoverboard.
Where's the hoverboard from though? Because like if it's
the hoverboard is from Target.
Okay, I'm gonna say 99. Or honestly, I might even lower it to 75, but I'll stick with 99.
Your first guess was better. It's 159. It's 160.
They're still that expensive?
Well, there's probably some cheaper ones, but
I know, but like
this one is a Jetson Jetson all-terrain dynamic sound hoverboard. You know,
there's oh, the ones well, they're that, therefore got it. Yeah, I would totally say 150.
And
the house plant, I said 265.
That is amazing. 260.
Okay, well, wow. I really thought it could have been in the 300s, honestly. So, wow.
I have one for Sam.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, let's quiz Sam.
Okay. What is the current price of gas?
$6.19.
Thought that would have stumped her.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
What is it, Jake? You know the real answer.
Yeah, that it's pretty much around that in LA.
Oh, my God. In Delaware, it's like $4.36.
Okay, Sam, what is the price of a used 2014 Toyota Prius?
$13,000.
All right, before this becomes a gang up on Sam and her carless self. Thank you everybody for listening to this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And if you want to subscribe to it after hearing just how fun of a time this was, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to watch it because video episodes are more your thing, Booger, you are so cute right now. I could die. Go to youtube.com/Chris, where we upload all the episodes. Booger, thank you so much for being a good girl. I know you have the zoomies right now. Thank you, Justin, Sam, and Jake for your patience and also just continuing to put up with this charade. I mean, truly, God bless. Be sure to follow all of us, or I just want to go to bed. So goodbye.
Well, because we'll be back in person soon-ish.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be back in person soon. I just have had this weird thing about like leaving Delaware after not being here for most of the renovations. And I just want to wait till like, I just don't feel like I have fucking routine. So anyways, that's, I think, a rant that we started with. So thank you guys. Bye. Oh, I miss y'all. This sucks. I want to do this in person. Fuck. Anyways, bye.